went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Garage right here on 93.1 at Jams. It's a beautiful time, honey. Again, we are back out of being quarantined, you know, slowly but surely fondling, hopefully, someone that you think is super hot. Because that, as you know, is called the dating seat. And we are on Second Date Update.
Well, we hope. And that's why we've got Todd calling. Hey, Todd, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good, my man.
We're good.
We're really happy that you chose Tracy and I to come on our show to talk about the love life that you're hoping to accrue again. So tell us about who you went out with.
So I went out with Krista. We met on Tinder, actually. Mm. We actually had a couple things in common. One was that we're both big on cars, actually.
Oh.
We were messing each other over the past few weeks. We finally met out. Actually, we went to the Red Zone for a quote-unquote contactless trivia night. We met there. She was waiting for me outside. I pulled up. We had a beautiful night. After trivia, I asked her, you know, if she wanted to go out for a ride. But once trivia was over, she kind of felt like she was in a hurry and she had to go home.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. I thought we kind of had a good time, but now she's not getting back to me, and I was just wondering if you guys can help me out.
Yeah. Okay, so First off, let's go back to your cars, because I'm curious. What kind of cars do you love?
I have a classic Camaro. You know, it's not fully restored, but it still looks pretty cool. And, you know, most people tell me it looks pretty cool, and, you know, it's convertible and everything. So.
Oh, yeah. Having the top down, the wind blowing in your hair. Like, I love myself some classic cars. So my favorite is, like, a 76 Chevelle. Like, I would ride that sucker all over Madtown. So
not a bad choice.
Yeah. All right, so sweet. So you have like this very awesome, you know, that's a muscle car right there. That's a sexy car. You guys met on Tinder again. You were messaging each other. We've been out to the Red Zone a few times. That's a really nice place.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Good Bloody Marys.
Very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so you did this trivia thing, and then kind of like, how did this date end? Did you get a hug?
No, it was kind of like, you know, I'm not like an overly, dominating kind of date ender type of thing. So when I didn't feel it from her coming my direction, I didn't even make any, you know, attempt to a hug or anything or a kiss or anything like that. So it was just kind of like, you know, hey, bye, see ya kind of thing.
Well, let Trey and I give you a little side tea here. Mm. Listen, a woman loves a guy to be a little dominant.
Oh, yeah.
I would highly recommend maybe next time that you make a move and then see. Uh-huh. You know, because girls like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We want someone to take a little bit of control.
Mm-hmm. Just ask Tracy. All right. All right. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to play a song and then we're going to call Miss Chrissy and see why the heck she's not getting back to you. How long has it been? Like a couple days? Has it?
It's over a week now. It's probably a week and a half tomorrow. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
All right. Let's not wait any longer. Hopefully we can score a second date between Chrissy and Todd. Coming up next was a Second Date Update. Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. You know, we love when people, you know, go out and have a great time, especially when they're throwing one back at a bar and then they kind of stimulate each other with doing some trivia.
Yeah.
We like a smart man.
Oh, we love a smart man that takes control.
That's right.
Why we got Todd calling for a second date with Chrissy. So they met on Tinder and they have a lot of things in common, but one thing they really love are cars. And so they met at the Red Zone. Red Zone had some contactless trivia night.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled up in his car, his classic car, by the way, with the top down. And he said they had a great time. Even after trivia, he said, hey, do you want to take a ride with me? But she was in a bit of a hurry. And
yeah,
there was no hug, no kiss, no.
That's too bad. And again, he's got a sweet car. He's got like a classic Camaro with the top down.
Wow.
Yeah. So are you ready, Todd? We're going to give Miss Chrissy a call.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, let's do this. Good luck to you, by the way.
Thanks. Hello?
Hi, is this Chrissy?
It is. Mass is calling.
Yes, this is Krista and Tracy. We are calling from the fabulous Red Zone here in Madison. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm fine. How are you doing?
We're good. So listen, we have, you know, we're working the other night. We took note that you were out looking very adorable, by the way. The hair was on fleek. The outfit was to die for. You're looking good, girl.
Yeah, looking real good.
Okay. You're welcome. And then we saw that you were out with a super hottie, and you guys were just having a great time. So we just wanted to say hi, and we were wondering if, by chance, you would allow Krista and Tracy from Krista in the Morning Rush to join you on your next date, because that's who you're on with, girl. We're not at the Red Zone. You're on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
Good morning. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is such a surprise.
Yay!
I don't know if there would be a second date.
Oh. So, you know, we're talking about Todd.
Todd, he was very, very interesting. Like, Todd was really cool. We had a great time. But his car was horrible. What? I mean, it was a junk car. It was a junk car. Like, we met over Tinder. I don't know if he told you. We met over Tinder, and I am a car fanatic. You know, I thought that we were going to go for a ride, and I was going to be riding his hot ride, and I didn't know it was going to be hot trash. Like, it just was bad. I didn't know if we were going back to the future in this car. I didn't know what was going on.
Okay, can I stop you right there? Did you call his car hot trash?
It was bad. It didn't even seem like it was reliable transportation. Like, I hate, because, oh my goodness, he was such a good guy, but we met, I thought we shared a common interest, and I thought I was very clear and articulate of how much of a car fanatic I am. You know, I love classic cars. Like, that's just, that's my passion. And it kind of felt like I was swindled.
So what about his car? Why would you consider it like a garbage can? I mean, give us an insight.
Oh,
okay, well, you know what? Let's just you tell him, because he is on the phone. Right. Miss Tracy, tell.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, my God, I guess.
Yeah, Todd's been listening the whole time. God.
Yeah. Say hello to Second Date Update, Miss Chrissy.
Oh, my goodness. How are you?
I mean, I'm not sure I would classify the car as a, it does still have need more work, but I,
I mean, it quite is an unfinished masterpiece.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot different from, what'd you call it?
Hot trash.
Garbage can or something?
Hot trash.
Yeah, it was hot trash.
Okay, so listen, first off, Chrissy, why don't you tell Todd your insight about his vehicle? Because saying that his car is a piece of trash, I mean, because he's a car connoisseur, that's going to hurt. It's a little shady.
When you invite someone to go for a ride, you kind of want there to be seats. There were no back seats.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you can definitely tell it was a project car, and I appreciate his enthusiasm and his love for it, but, I wouldn't put it on the road.
But you liked other things about him, though. You said the date was great.
He definitely was a good guy. He definitely was a good guy. I just don't want to be responsible for the transportation on every date.
Okay. Well, Todd, what do you have to say about all this?
Well, I basically, I didn't, there's a difference between having an interest in cars and making the, or interest in anything, really, and making the relationship about that, right? So
right.
I never said I had a, fully restored $50,000 anything or whatever. I just happen to like cars, and, this happens to need a lot of work, okay? So fine. So to say, I get it, but to say that, you don't want to, anything to do with someone because of their car, that's a completely different, I'm very glad we're having this conversation. I'm very glad because I'm really seeing, I guess, kind of what, she's about, which is fine. I'm not judging, but, if this is about my car, then I don't know if it's going to work out, from my end.
Well, we can always make a compromise. Okay. If you Uber, we can work on the car together.
There you go. That's a good little connection.
That would actually be another second date. That would be a great date.
I think he's going to go broke if he decides to Uber and keeps his car home. Listen, let's just be honest. So Todd, obviously, I think he might be a little turned off now.
I am because it just happened to not come up that that's not my regular car. Okay,
right.
So if you need to be picked up in a X, Y, or Z vehicle for you to be like, okay, I like this person, or there's something there between us.
Yeah.
Then, I think I'm good.
Okay.
I think I'm good.
So I think we can clearly say maybe Todd, you are recanting the wanting to go out with Miss Chrissy again.
Yeah.
No, I never said I did want to. I wanted to find out what the issue was.
Oh.
I think mission accomplished. No, seriously. I did want to go out with her again, I guess.
Yeah.
But now that I know the dealio, I guess, on...
Yes.
So it's cool. Totally cool.
Well, I think it's a good thing. Todd, you can get back in your classic car, put on your radio. You know what? I'm sure you're like a big hair fan of the 80s. So put on your, Bon Jovi.
Ooh.
Or your Quiet Riot and just ride into the sunset because it's a beautiful day and Tracy will meet you on the corner.
Sounds good.
You do have a passenger seat, right?
No, he doesn't.